everyone. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you today on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. We're so glad that you're with us here today. I'd like to send some thanks out to both Apple Tree Media Works and the Teamsters. They support our programming here at the Union Edge. They keep us on the air, and you can do that as well. You can head out to patreon.com/theunionedge. Again, that's patreon.com/theunionedge. So, up next for us, we have Christina Lopez here on the line with us from Media Matters. Christina, thank you for joining us here today.
Pleasure to be here.
So, you've got a story about a law that's passed, just went into effect, I guess, as of a couple days ago in Mississippi. And it's quite disturbing.
That's correct. It just went into effect on October 10. And at Media Matters, we produced a lot of research on pretty much what pushed this law and the people behind it, and also the right-wing media myths that have been able to empower these organizations to push the myth that basically LGBT equality has allowed or led to the persecution of Christians, which is absolutely not true. So this law that just went into effect on October 10 is called the Protecting Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination. And basically, it claims to protect religious freedom, or what they call, and this is how they coded it, sincerely held religious beliefs. And the way that they're trying to do that is, in fact, giving religious organizations and businesses, and pretty much individuals too, broad license to legally discriminate LGBTQ people. And this is something that, you know, you would think that we were past this, and you would think that with marriage equality, LGBTQ people would finally start seeing, you know, equality and protection from discrimination. But in fact, this loss like this in Mississippi show you that we are not there yet, that there is still a lot of work to be done. And so it's very important for media, when covering this, to call out the organizations that are behind bills like this, and to call out the myths that are spread by right-wing media when they equate LGBTQ equality to religious discrimination.
Well, you know, it's always interesting how these bills get titled. So the Protecting Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination Act may sound positive in some way, but, you know, it's really, from what you're telling us and from what we're seeing here, it's more like protecting bigotry and the ability to discriminate against others act. Probably more.
Absolutely correct. It legalizes
about, right?
Discrimination.
And how is this, you know, this is... How is this any different if we go back to the lunch counters, right, back in the South, where we had protests with the civil rights era with African Americans protesting because they cannot be served at lunch counters, and businesses insisted that they should have the freedom to not serve people if they didn't feel like they wanted to serve people. How is this really, in terms of a civil rights issue, at its core, how is this really any different?
You would think society would learn from history, but in fact, the way that it's being presented, and the way that, you know, they're trying to hide from criticism like that, is by saying that this is protecting three very specific, what they call sincerely held religious beliefs, which are, one, that marriage equality, same-sex marriage, whether marriage should be recognized as, you know, the union of one man and one woman, whether sexual relations are properly reserved to, you know, be consumed under marriage, and that man or female refer to individuals immutable biological sex. So they're saying that if these three things, which are basically bigotry, if these three things are believed, sincerely held religious beliefs, they should, you know, people should be allowed to discriminate people that don't fit, basically, that offend these beliefs.
Well, if the standard is, if it's just sincerely held belief that somehow makes it okay, then tell me about, you know, these white supremacists down in Charlottesville, for example. I mean, if they have a sincerely held belief that anyone who is not white is, a lesser human or something like that. Is there any way? I mean, it's amounts to the same thing. How could we? There has to be a standard besides belief, and people can believe whatever they want to believe. But the difference is, are you free to then discriminate against other people and exercise your bigotry against them as a result? But that's what this law is allowing them to do in Mississippi.
That is absolutely correct. And it's one of the dangers and the slippery slope of codifying these kinds of discriminations into law, because what's going to prevent anyone else from, you know, basically basing their bigotry on religion and interpreting religion and pretty much manipulating religion to be able to mask their bigotry as sincerely held religious belief. So, and the other thing, though, and this is important for media to point out, too, these laws don't come out of nowhere. They are
That's right.
pushed by organizations that lobby together and that pretty much have made it their mission to push this sort of bigotry into law. And we're talking here about an anti-LGBTQ hate group called the Alliance Defending Freedom. And they were the ones that helped write, promote, and they're justifying this law. They were also the people that fought for it in court. So they don't come necessarily from, you know, society. They don't come necessarily from churches. They don't come, it comes from a powerful anti-LGBTQ organization. And the fact that they have been able to have this much power and to push this sort of agenda and turn it into law is, you know, should be worrisome.
And let's be fair, too. I mean, there are Christian groups that don't believe these things, right? There are plenty of Christian groups that don't go along with this bigotry and also that don't buy into this persecution myth. So the difference is that this, again, Alliance Defending Freedom, it sounds wonderful, right? But that there's such hate behind
who's
this
freedom.
Yeah.
that's a great question, and you know, basically what we have put together on our website, mediamatters.org, is the things that media should know when reporting about this law, when, you know, talking about how it just became law in Mississippi and how basically, the Alliance Defending Freedom is also working in other states to push the same sort of legislation.
Well, we don't have a lot of time left, but do we have any indication in terms of whether this might get a court challenge or whether this law will actually survive once challenged?
Well, it's likely that pro-LGBTQ, pro-equality groups, anti-discrimination groups will advocate to make that the case. But for now, it's at least important for media to give this coverage and, you know, critical coverage, because it's what could become law in other states.
Well, very good. Well, you guys have done some amazing research on this, on your website, this whole story, to really open up this and let people know what's going on and who's causing this. So thank you, Christina, for what you're doing, what Meter Matters, and how can we keep it in, how can we hear about what you're doing here in the future really quick?
Well, everything is on our website. You can see it on mediamatters.org or follow us on Twitter at MMFA.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
That's Christina Lopez with Media Matters, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.